Now, English is either the dominant or official language in over 60 countries, and is spoken in every continent and across the three major oceans, the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific. It is, without any doubt, a world language now, but this wasn't always the case. How did English achieve this extraordinarily wide representation? Well, English started to move around the world with the early voyages of discovery to the Americas, Asia, and the Antipodes, and continued in the 19th century when colonies were established in Africa and the South Pacific. Then, in the 20th century, it took a significant further step when many newly independent states adopted it as an official or semi-official language. Two factors make English important today: the expansion of British colonial power, which peaked towards the end of the 20th century, and the emergence of the US as the dominant economic power of the 20th century. It is this which continues to explain the position of the English language today, although there are people in Britain who find this difficult to accept. But if you look at the statistics, you'll see that the USA contains nearly four times as many English mother tongue speakers as the UK. And although together these two countries comprise 70% of all English mother tongue speakers in the world, this dominance gives the Americans a controlling interest in the way the language is likely to develop. But as we've already seen, Britain and the US are not the only places where English is used as an important vehicle for communication. In countries where English is a second or foreign language, or where English is used simultaneously as a first and a second language, like Canada, for example, or in a country like India, where a history of language contact has produced a legacy of language conflict, it is not easy to determine how and in what situations English is used. One reason you find people often put forward for English having achieved its worldwide status is its intrinsic linguistic features. People have claimed that it is inherently a more logical or beautiful language than others, or it's easier to pronounce, or it's simpler, or it has a larger vocabulary. This is simply not true. There are no objective standards of logic or beauty to compare different languages. And questions of phonetic, grammatical, or lexical complexity are never capable of simple answers. For example, English may not have many inflectional endings, which is what most people are thinking of when they talk about English as grammatically simple, but it has a highly complex syntax. The number of endings actually has no bearing on whether a language becomes used worldwide. You just have to look at the success of Latin or ancient Greek in the past to see that. There has always been one language in a particular era which was high in world esteem, and probably always will. What gives a language this particular position is dependent on many factors: political, economic, social, religious, literary maybe, but not necessarily linguistic.